Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 1, I was teaching on the plan of salvation. Listen closely as we start the week off with that. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Fornication is sexual sin of any kind. That is any sexual experience outside of your own marriage bed. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived. For fornicators, nor idolaters, anything that you worship, put before God, idols, nor adulterer, one who cheats in his marriage, or her marriage, nor effeminate, speaks of homosexuality, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that speaks of sexual deviancy of any and all kinds. It can be bestiality, it can be all kinds, which also, by the way, the word fornicator has the idea too because of the word that it uses there, porne, which we get our word pornography from. He says, nor thief, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers. Revelers are the social drinking, partying crowd, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. So all these people I've just named, he says, don't inherit the kingdom of God. But then he says in verse 11, 1 Corinthians 6, and such were some of you. But ye are washed. How are you washed? By the blood of Jesus Christ. But ye are sanctified. How are you sanctified? That is set apart for God's use. You're set apart by the blood of Jesus and by Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit in you when you receive. But you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, because his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, we are told in Romans chapter 8. So again, going back to Romans, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How profound is that? God, Jesus Christ, who existed in eternity past, there was never time he didn't exist, but God is a spirit. He took on human flesh 2,000 years ago. He was always the Son of God in spirit, but now he was a human Son of God as well 2,000 years ago. He lived a perfect, sinless life, and he died. He did no sin, but 2 Corinthians 5:21 says he became sin for us. In other words, he became the sin offering, the payment for our sin. He became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we who receive him, in other words, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we read in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He is Lord, he is God come to flesh. Jesus speaks of his humanity. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In other words, you believe in your heart, you're trusting with your life, you're taking him at his word that he can save you, he will save you, he will not lie. When you've turned to him, willing for him to cleanse you of your sin, you've turned to him, willing for him to forgive you, you've turned to him, willing for him to make you anew. Now you say, you know what? I hear people say things about that, and I just don't completely understand it. And I don't know that all people understand everything. I know I don't, but I do know this. The Bible does call us to repent. You know, many people like to quote John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And they'll say something like this, well, all you got to do is believe. Doesn't even say there that you have to pray. Doesn't say there repent. Just says you got to believe. So therefore, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead for all of our sin, then you're saved. Well, that is the way the devil deceived. Because Jesus didn't stop there. He didn't end there. Very next verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, how are they saved? Well, he that believeth on him, again, believeth, has the idea of trusting with your life, allowing him to change you. You see, I can't take my sin away, but he can. He not only saves me from the penalty of sin, he can save me from the power of sin in my life. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He hasn't relied on the name. The name usually speaks of the person, who they are, of what they are in their very being, and they don't believe on the very name, the very person of Christ to save them. They have not believed on the name, the only begotten Son of God. And then verse 19 through 21, these are very important verses, because this is still part of the John 3:16 passage. Jesus didn't stop talking. He said, this is the condemnation. And he just said, remember verse 8, that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let's talk about condemnation. How's that come about? And this is the condemnation, verse 19, Jesus explaining it, that light is come to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. In other words, they don't want saved from their sin. They want to walk in their sin. They want to continue in their sin. They don't want to repent. Here it is, John chapter 3, without using the word repentance, is describing it so clearly, and it's Jesus Christ doing it. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So they hate it because their sins reproved. They've got to turn from it if they're going to receive it. So they won't come to it. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So if you're going to believe, you're going to turn to him with your whole heart and life. Now, so he says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, again, that's your life, man believeth unto righteousness, that is the righteousness of Christ, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now you say, what is this confession with the mouth? What is this calling upon the name of the Lord? And I think that that is a great question to ask, because we put a lot of emphasis, which we should, on the idea of believing with the heart, and that is necessary. But how often do we miss the other part? You say, what's the other part? That is with the mouth. And I think one of the greatest illustrations of that is marriage. Now, my wife and I have been married 50 years. Back when we got married, I probably had had two or three girlfriends before she did. She probably had about 15 or 20 boyfriends, okay? Very beautiful lady. But in either way, regardless of how many, we turn from all of them to turn to one, to each other. And in a marriage ceremony, we gave our word each to the other. Now, it's interesting. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, it says this, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is a savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, wife, in your marriage, you are showing what a believer is to be to Jesus Christ. And so in that respect, you're even teaching your husband how to be submitted. Husbands, you shouldn't expect your wife to be any more submitted to you than you are to Jesus Christ if you're saved people. You ought to be more submitted to Christ. Okay, but the duty of a Christian is to be submitted. Okay? Now, husband, Verse 25 of Ephesians 5, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Boy, husbands, remember in our marriage vows we said love, honor, and cherish? Don't those verses sound like love, honor, and cherish? Again, love your wives, Christ loved, gave himself for it, he gave his life for it, that he might sanctify, cleanse it, washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, nor any such thing, but should be holy and without blemish. Oh, God does so much for his people. And so he says, verse 28, so ought men to love their wives, even their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And as he goes on talking about this, he gets to verse 32 of Ephesians 5. He says, he's been talking all this about husbands and wives, and then he says this, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church, or the saved and the unsaved. In other words, what he's saying here is that your salvation, when you come to Jesus Christ, just like in your wedding ceremony, you just said words, you didn't have to climb five mountains, you didn't have to do a somersault, you didn't have to kill three animals. No, you simply gave your word, each to the other. The man gives his word first because Christ gave his word first. Him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, these are his words to us first. Our words is say, I do. In other words, yes, Lord, you be my God. You be my Savior. You cleanse me. And when we do that, we have just given our word to him and meant it. Now, when I do weddings, we usually have a rehearsal the night before. Now, think about that, a rehearsal the night before. In that rehearsal, we'll go through the wedding vows. I'll have the man repeat his first, and then the lady. I'll ask the man the question to say I do, and then I'll ask the lady to say I do. I'll have the man present a ring, and then I'll have the lady present a ring. In other words, the man is first, but then the lady. And so we do that throughout the entire rehearsal, and they go home. The man goes one way, the lady goes another way. They're not married. Even though they said the right words, they're not married. The next day for the wedding, they come. They say the same things they said the day before. This time, they walk out together to live together. Now, they're married. They made a verbal commitment in front of witnesses and a promise. And it's recognized by the government, by God especially, by people all around.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.